Welcome to the Busy Being Awesome podcast, where we're about to drop an atom bomb of fucking awesomeness on your ass. I'm here with Mike.
How's it going?
And Brendan.
Yo, yo.
Pass me some Skittles, please.
That was the sound of me passing Brendan Skittles. All right. So, Brendan, you had a topic in mind for this show.
No, dude. What do you guys think is the sexiest accent?
On a woman.
Yeah. Or dude, whatever.
I'd have to say the, like, BBC British and Australian. Like, not the British that's, like, you know, Eliza from, what's that movie where the guy tries to teach her how to speak English? My Fair Lady. You never saw that movie? It's a classic. It's a classic movie. Why is that funny? She has a terrible Cockney accent, and this guy takes her in. I don't know why. It was a movie from the 60s. Who cares?
You know why.
Oh, yeah. Because he wanted to, you know, probably wanted to bang her.
Yeah.
And he teaches her how to speak properly, you know, proper English, not this kind of Cockney crap that she was speaking before.
What movie is this?
My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
I'm gonna look it up
right
now.
Did the Beatles speak a kind of Cockney crap?
Yeah.
That is the gayest answer you could possibly give
him. I like Australian.
Mm. I gotta go fucking Russian, dude. Holy shit, man. You know what it is? It's so dominant. Because Russian chicks are always the bad guys. They're always like this ultra-sexual villain.
Yeah.
A femme fatale. So when you hear a Russian accent, you're just like, oh my god, this chick's a badass.
I'm thinking of one movie in particular. The GoldenEye with Pierce Brosnan. And that chick, forget the actress's name.
Fanky Gentis?
Was it Natalia?
Yeah. Mm. She was
it Natalia? They're all Natalia.
It was Xenia Onatopp.
Yeah. After she, like, mows down a bunch of people with a machine gun, and she's like, I have to ventilate someone.
Yes.
Sounded pretty badass. That was pretty sexy.
Right, but see, the thing with Australian, it's like you're speaking what I'm speaking, but you just sound awesome doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is the worst accent on any human being?
Swiss German. Swiss German sounds fucking terrible.
Have you ever heard, been face-to-face with a Nigerian?
Ooh.
That is the worst.
No,
accent.
But
a Nigerian woman?
Both.
Or a Nigerian man?
Both.
Because I feel like if you're a Nigerian dude, no matter what you say, I'm scared shitless.
Oh, it is the worst.
That accent is scaring me to death.
Because you always picture like a warlord with like an AK-47 and the sunglasses.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, if you're wearing a tank top and some sunglasses and a beret, now I'm just hiding from you.
Yeah. Nobody wants to mess with that.
No, not at all.
Next topic. Let's move on. Anyway. In other news,
Chris Brown beat the shit out of some dude.
You mean Rihanna?
No, he beat up a dude.
Oh, okay. So he's beat up some dude for what?
Oh, he hopped in his picture.
What?
He was at a party, someone's taking a picture. The guy hopped in, Chris Brown beat him up.
So he beat somebody up for photobombing?
Yeah.
And I think I kind of side with that. Photobombing is obnoxious.
It is obnoxious.
He broke his
nose.
It's
very obnoxious. Good. That's, you know what, that serves him right.
But photobombing?
Yeah, photobombing is retarded.
You could just take another picture.
Was it like some fan?
Just some guy at a party being
drunk?
Was
it some guy who just wanted to get like in the, just be in the background?
Yeah.
How many times have you been photobombed, Mike?
Never. I've never been photobombed. I could just imagine that it would be obnoxious.
So you
just imagining things?
Yeah. Get his ass kicked?
Yeah.
You could just take another picture.
Fuck that.
Fuck, taking another picture.
Then there's another guy
working with film now.
Well, I don't know, man.
You know, it's as simple as delete the one with the dude in it.
Take another picture. I still think it's funny.
To beat up some guy?
When people are being obnoxious, I want them to get beat up.
Hmm.
I just feel like that needs to happen more often.
What goes under the category of annoying people?
Let's say, how about somebody who constantly complains about shit all the time. Like, you're having a good day, everything's going wonderfully, and then somebody starts complaining about shit and brings you down. How about people who talk on their cell phones at movies?
Our entire show is complaining.
Yeah.
by your criteria, we should get our asses kicked right now.
Okay, maybe this wasn't a completely well-thought-out idea. We can edit this out, can't we? Okay, I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to go back to drinking my pumpkin ale. Oh, you know what this reminds me of? These stupid riddles that have been going around the internet. Okay. Let's see if you follow this, all right? Here's a question. How do you get a giraffe into a refrigerator?
You don't.
Hold on a second. Unless you chop it. Think about it.
Okay.
How do you get a giraffe into a refrigerator? Oh, I got nothing.
Okay, the correct answer is you open the refrigerator door, put the giraffe inside, close the refrigerator door.
False. No refrigerator's that big.
I know, but that's the correct answer. This is why this is pissing me off, because the entire premise of this thing is false. Like, you can't get a giraffe into a regular refrigerator unless it's like a toy giraffe or something like that.
Unless somebody made a refrigerator big enough for a giraffe to walk in.
That's not the correct answer.
Oh,
so you see,
that's kind of clever. I get it.
The answer for this thing is completely bullshit because you can make up anything.
You're overthinking it.
No, it's
you
stupid.
You open the door, you put it in, you close the door. That's a great riddle.
The premise of the thing is wrong.
It's
a false premise because
really
there's no
funny.
Refrigerator that fits a giraffe.
What are you, the refrigerator Nazi? You can make a big refrigerator if you want.
Here is the follow-up question.
How big is the giraffe?
Are you ready for the follow-up question?
That's a great joke. That's awesome.
You're a joke guy. You think that's a great joke?
Because the person's overthinking it and going in a direction. And then you just say you open the door, you put it in.
Okay, here's the follow-up question. How do you get an elephant into a refrigerator? You open the door, take the giraffe out, then put the elephant in.
Why do you not like this?
It's kind of clever.
And here's another follow-up question. Okay.
Oh, God.
All the animals in the jungle get together for a meeting. All the animals are there except for one. Which is the only animal that's not there?
The elephant, because he's in the refrigerator.
Yes. Boom. There you go. Boom. Done.
That's just good comedy.
Where did you see this shit?
Yeah, on Facebook.
You don't like these jokes?
No.
How many of these did you see?
What's your favorite joke of all time?
I don't have a favorite. Well, I'm sure I do, but I would suck at telling it, so I'm not going to tell it.
You know what my favorite joke of all time is?
Sure.
Best one I've ever heard.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
You probably heard this before. I say it all the time.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
What did one mushroom say to the other mushroom?
You're a fun guy.
Boom. That's the best joke I've ever heard. Ever.
All right. I like that joke. I just don't like the giraffe and the elephant thing because it's made to be this riddle. I mean, if somebody said it was a joke, no problem. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But everybody's bringing it out like it's this test of intelligence. And they're like, you're a moron if you don't get this.
So you don't like the people?
No, I don't like the people. Because they're kind of having, they have this smug attitude that's like, look at me. I know how to get a giraffe and an elephant into a refrigerator.
I take it you do not like alternative comedy.
What's alternative comedy?
Just jokes like that.
I guess I wouldn't then, no.
Who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. But actually, Mitch Hedberg.
That guy?
I like Mitch Hedberg, yeah.
He's been dead for 20 years.
He hasn't been dead for 20 years. He's been dead for like 10 years.
All right, now we're doing math. Besides Mitch Hedberg, who's everyone's favorite comedian.
Everyone's favorite?
They didn't like him when he was alive.
Yeah.
He was a nobody until he died.
Yeah.
But now he's the fucking man.
I don't know. There's a couple of other comedians I like. I'm not going to say it, because then you're going to make fun of me no matter what I say.
I actually liked Pablo Francisco.
I did too, yeah.
But I laugh at fucking everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can really... I mean, I like George Carlin, but George Carlin's fucking huge anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Not alone in that.
I liked Frank Caliendo until he got a show, and then was like everywhere doing the same impressions over and over again.
Kind of oversaturated that shit.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Because his impressions are really good. It's just that when you hear them like 20,000 times, you're like, all right, this guy does a great John Madden.
Yeah, he was great on a team, not great on his own.
Yeah. I like a lot of the shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because it's just, you know, sketch comedy, or not sketch comedy, what do you call it?
Improv.
And there was
like
another
improv?
There was another show where it was a bunch of comedians and they had to try to make somebody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It was like back on Comedy Central maybe like 10, 15 years ago. But it was really funny because they just had to sit there and do all kinds of jokes and routines to try to get these people to laugh.
It's
So I thought that was pretty good.
I've never seen that show.
It was very good. I think you'd like that one.
What show? Do we know what it's called?
Oh, boy. Let me see if I can Google it.
Is it just me, or has Comedy Central not gotten saturated with reality TV?
It's called Make Me Laugh.
Oh, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't.
It's like one of the few channels that hasn't been overcome yet.
It will. Give it time.
I don't think it will. What you don't reality? Think so? I think, have you guys seen The Real House Husbands of Hollywood?
No.
That's a fucking awesome show.
Is it like really a comedy funny. Show?
It's scripted, but yeah. It's a spoof of reality shows.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't really like BET, but it's like on BET. And it's like Kevin Hart, JB Smoove, and like they're all married to these really successful women.
Yeah.
And it's just like a reality show where they're just, it's fucking awesome.
I can get on board with that.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
I can get on board with a reality TV spoof.
Yeah. As long as you know it's a spoof. Try to make themselves out to be like serious shows.
You don't think the Kardashians is a serious show?
No.
Dude, they make so much fucking money, though.
Being talentless fucking twits.
Yep.
They're doing something right.
You just have to be rich and a complete asshole, and you'll make a fortune off of reality shows. Yeah.
Mm. God damn.
That sucks, man.
Have you heard of Sam Kinison?
Yeah. You asked me this question like 20 times already.
Have you fucking said Mitch Hedberg was still your favorite comedian?
Yeah, I like Mitch Hedberg.
Dude, Sam Kinison's so much better than Mitch Hedberg.
See, I don't bring it up because I get criticized no matter what I do or what I say.
I mean, I don't really watch a lot of stand-up comedy.
I don't either.
Well, why don't you criticize me more?
What do you mean? I criticize you.
You want to just have a podcast where we're all fucking sucking each other's dicks?
No. No.
Weird podcast.
Man. That would be a very weird podcast.
It would just sound like this.
You should have a podcast where we're from start to finish. You just have that sound. Like 20 minutes. And that's it. God damn it, man. What have I been saying? Once gay guys do something, straight guys are going to do it. Guess what I read in the fucking Daily News yesterday?
You read what? The Daily News?
Boom. Yes, I do.
Okay, I have no idea.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go for it.
Male hair extensions, the new thing.
What?
Yes.
What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck is he talking about? What is that? It's, what are you talking about?
Well, you know hair extensions? Black girls used to do it to give them long hair.
Yeah.
And then white women started to do it because black people do it.
What?
And then now dudes are doing it.
Why? Just grow your hair.
Yeah, but I mean, if you get it like here, and if you want to look like fucking Brad Pitt, you get hair extensions.
His hair is chin length.
Well, I suppose.
It's shoulder length now.
I mean, it wouldn't work on a guy like me. My hair's curly.
Oh, dude. You get it relaxed.
Get it. Yeah.
And then I could get long hair.
Yeah. Dude, yes.
Could look like a fucking...
Dude, Snoop Dogg can get his hair relaxed. Yeah. You can get your hair relaxed.
Relaxed, that's what they call it? Straighten? Is that what it used to be? Now it's relaxed?
It's relaxed, yeah.
So it's just chilling.
Okay. It's just chilling.
Okay.
There's just a possibility I may have straight hair someday.
I mean, I'm on my way there the natural
extensions?
Way.
You should do the extensions. Holy shit, dude. Hair down to your nipples. Up.
Nipple length.
Oh my god, dude. I don't know, man. It's great times. Great times to be a dude.
Dude hair extensions.
Yeah, it's great times. You don't have to fight. Yeah. You don't have to kill spiders. You go online and there's a fucking million chicks. It's a great time to be a dude.
Wait, are we talking about the same
thing? Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about now anymore.
What did you just say?
You don't have to kill spiders.
And towers.
Spiders deserve to die.
Yeah, but chicks kill the spiders now.
When have you ever met a chick that would kill a spider?
They have to now.
I've met one chick that would kill a spider.
Dude. What?
Have you ever came face to face with a brown recluse?
Oh, dude,
I'm sure. To me, every spider is as dangerous as a
I was up at the house when I was up there for like 2 weeks.
Holy shit, that's
terrible. And I was moving around some of the potted plants.
Yeah.
Boom, brown recluse. Right? And like the thing is, I backed away from it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, man, like you do you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do me, you do you, I'm not going to step on you or anything.
Yeah.
Dude, it came for me.
All
right. Oh, man, I'd be screaming.
Dude, it ran all the way to my car.
Wow.
It's terrifying.
Thank God you're still alive, dude. Holy shit.
I know.
Dude, I was terrified when you did this. Never do that again.
It could have been the end of me.
I was terrified when we were at your place, and we saw that the spotted camel cricket. You got to look it up. This thing is fucking terrifying looking. It's got like hind leg. It looks like a hybrid creature. It's got hind legs that look like a frog's legs. And it's like somebody took a spider, a centipede, and a frog and combined it into one animal.
That's terrifying.
I'm going to look at it. I'm going to Google it right now.
That is terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Which parts of it are from the camel?
I don't know. But it's absolutely terrifying. Here we go. Spotted camel cricket.
Good God.
This thing is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's disgusting. You saw one of those?
That's a thing from Starship Troopers.
That is disgusting.
You came face to face with that.
Face to face, twice at Xavier's place.
Did you punch it in, like, his face? Or you run away?
It hopped.
Did you run away?
It fucking hopped, like, 20 feet.
Did you run away?
I couldn't run. I was stuck.
Stuck
in
where?
In the shitter.
Oh,
I was going to take a shit, and it's right there.
You were in the bathroom?
Oh, man. I couldn't take a shit after that, because then I was, like, terrified.
Oh, your moment of zen was ruined?
Definitely an invasive species.
That is terrifying.
I didn't even know we had spotted camel crickets.
So if a girl told you to kill that, would you?
It depends on the girl.
She handed me a sword and a shield.
If she handed me a Tommy gun,
you wouldn't say do it yourself?
And a bulletproof vest.
Come on, I feel like you're too old school, man.
What? Would you kill that thing?
No.
One of those turrets from Aliens?
I wouldn't kill it either. I would be like, "That you're on your own. Sorry." I mean, what if that thing hopped on me? Then I would, if it touched me, I would lose all credibility. Because then I would scream like a little girl.
Well, you wouldn't be here right now, that's for sure.
No, I'd be dead. Yeah. It would kill me, easily. It would eat me in one bite. It's more terrifying than the flies with beaks.
Where are you whipping these animals out, dude?
Have you been watching Nat Geo Wild?
I have been, yes.
I was watching Nat Geo Wild. The other night, and I saw the episode about the centipede.
Oh, that
most terrifying insect.
Do not watch that episode before you go to bed. I'm just telling
you. I did. I made a mistake.
Yeah, me too.
Centipedes are what? They're fucking carnivores, right?
Yeah, things eating fucking mice and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, mouse. Centipede. Just done.
Why?
And it's fucking big, man. Those things are terrifying.
Yeah. At the Museum of Natural History, they have, like, a model centipede from the Amazon. It's, like, 10 feet long. Sick, man.
You mean sick?
Sick as in terrifying.
I'm not going to fucking Museum of Natural History. Fuck that.
Yeah, there's a whole, like, wing where you kind of innocently walk into it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing but, like, spiders.
And the entire time you're in there, you're checking yourself for insects. You're feeling, like, things moving on your body.
The creepy crawly sensation.
You're just getting really paranoid about insects.
And when you're like face to face with a giant centipede, I think that's the most terrifying thing I could imagine.
Jesus Christ.
And why do people have to take pictures of it and post it on like Flickr or Instagram?
Who the fuck is taking pictures of centipedes?
Because, you know, I'm all of a sudden I'm looking through nice landscapes and floral scenes, and then there's a fucking spider, like a close-up of a spider's face. And it just terrifies me.
I hate that. I hate when I'm looking at landscapes and just floral scenes and there's a goddamn...
Is it like from the same album?
No, it's like...
Is this guy trying to do like, you know, that little puzzle that you have, you get people to play it and then the chick pops out and she's like... Rah!
No,
it
should be like...
No, that's kind of like when you're watching porn and a second dude walks in.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
No, it's like this. Like, see, you're looking through your feed of all your friends and you see pictures of architecture...
I don't have friends, Mike.
Children...
Think by a friend that's here.
You know, landscapes, and then somebody posts a picture of a spider, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we'll go home and start posting pictures of spiders now. So people be like,
terrifying.
Oh. You should have an album of all your photography.
Yeah.
And right in the middle, just have a spider.
Nice. They're hairy bodies.
Oh.
Why do they have to be hairy? I was watching Nat Geo Wild, and there was an episode about these caterpillars in France that have hairy bodies that they like eject hairs from their bodies and they float in the wind and they get into people's lungs.
Aww.
And they like mess with people's respiratory systems.
Why? It's just mean.
It is mean.
Why do the caterpillars do that?
I don't know. It's part of their thing.
It's part of their thing.
It's what they do.
But you shouldn't watch Nat Geo Wild before you go to bed.
No, it's fucking terrible.
No, especially when it's an insect thing.
All right, so we're done?
Yeah.
Nothing else, Brendan?
Yeah, I'm good.
Nothing else, Mike?
Nope.
I'm golden.
I'm all set.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Busy Being Awesome podcast. Let us know what you think. Like us. Dislike us. Don't like us. Comment. Tell us you hate us. Tell us you love us. And if you do, subscribe. We're also on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Good night.